listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Hello, everyone. If you're tuning in right now, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And we finally have a full panel. Our stick girls are back and they're all healthy. Mari and Giselle.
One stomach flew away from my goal weight.
Yes. I love that. Or one cube of cheese.
Yeah.
Like,
just kidding.
I want to remind you guys to make sure you download us on iTunes. Leave your comments. We love your comments. We always read them. We go through them. We like giving little shout outs. And once again, our after show, we're in the top 10.
Woohoo!
What? Yay!
I'm gonna pop some pegs.
And that's all because of you guys. So keep that coming. And let's just go around the table and tell everybody where they can find you.
Hey guys, please follow me on Twitter at Susan Hahn.
And you are.
Susan Hahn, shut up.
Crafty Mari.
I am Mari Fagel. You can follow me at Mari Fagel. And she called me crafty because I just
spent $200 at Michael's
on stickers.
I love
that. Michael's. Amazing.
Michael's is amazing.
It was amazing.
Hey everyone, it's Giselle Ugarte here, always live tweeting during the show at Giselle Ugarte, hence why I'm usually glued to my phone, not because I'm texting, because I'm talking to you guys and all our amazing followers.
Yay! And I'm Deanna Vaughn. You guys can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's GO2GirlTV. And before we start off our lovely after show recap, let's all wish one of our favorite housewives, Brandi Glanville, a very happy birthday.
Happy fucking birthday, Brandy.
Brandy.
It's Brandy's birthday?
Yeah. Play along, yes. Happy birthday, Brandy.
No, Randy, our fan, Randy.
Oh, Randy.
I was so confused.
Randy.
I was like, I thought you meant
Brandy, she's like Brandy Glanville.
It's Brandy for Rosa, not Brandy Glanville.
Sorry. Please give the shout out to
Randy.
Randy.
Sorry.
And I hope you call
Randy minus the B.
Sorry, Randy. So Randy for Rosa.
Okay. Randy, call in. Don't be offended by this one over here.
Sorry, that was my fault. Sorry.
Can we see him a quick happy birthday?
Happy fake birthday to Brandy Glanville.
Yeah. Maybe it's a half birthday, but sorry about that, you guys. That's my flub up.
Live every day like it's your birthday.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. Okay. Well, let's dig in, you guys. So I think I kind of enjoyed yesterday's episode more than last week because I felt like, you know, there was some more juice. Clearly, it takes a poll to bring people together. Okay.
Always works for me.
Me too.
Or just a trip to Vegas.
Damn. Yeah. Who else has been on a poll in this panel?
So I haven't been one, but it just brings people together.
Yeah. You haven't been a poll?
I've not been on a poll.
Okay, well, here's what I want to throw out there. First of all, Marissa, you know, new friend to the Housewife clan, she clearly knew why they were going because it was for Brandy's, you know, gig, you know, for this how to, you know, be sexy and find your inner sex and all that.
Women empowerment.
Yes, women empowerment. But, like, I was a little frustrated knowing that she knew why she was there, that she just kind of poo-pooed everything, that she was just like, well, you know, I don't need to get on a pole. And she was just kind of, like, not going
Well, Marissa's definition was strong. Well, for me, sexy means being strong, independent, successful, who can financially take care of themselves. Well, sometimes that's not always the case. What woman doesn't want to be able to take care of herself financially? But sometimes shit happens, like Brandy's marriage.
True.
And she needs to do what she needs to do and empower women out there.
But well, and everyone can find their own sexy in their own way.
Absolutely.
And I think a little bit of that, though, had to do with some of it was editing, because she was not, I mean, either she was being poo-poo the whole time, or she just was not really shown in the most flattering light, because you had, one, Brandy accusing her of not loving her husband as much as she loves him. Mm-hmm. You had her being so ridiculously drunk and trying to take red wine out with white wine on her skirt. And then you had her kind of, like, sitting in the corner all like, I don't need a pole.
And the thing is, I think Marissa is beautiful, and mm-hmm. she's just so like, there's nothing sexy about me. Well, actually, I think she's one of the prettiest housewives, mm-hmm. to be honest. And she just, I feel like she's lacking confidence.
Well, she missed her babies.
If you're lacking confidence, then at least have fun with it. Like, I understand if you're not going to get up there like Camille Grammer and, like, do a striptease, but then at least laugh about yourself and have fun. If you just put a smile on your face and you laugh, like, oh my God, I'm so bad at this, that would probably be me on a pole. But, like, I would have fun with it and just laugh at myself.
Exactly.
She didn't have a smile on her face the entire time.
I wish they would have shown more of it. Because they were even saying that Lisa rocked the pole, and we didn't really see.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, here she is right now. She's rocking it.
But you know what? I want to bring up one point. So Marissa said, I think that a woman is sexy when she earns her own money and she does this, but is that not what Brandy's trying to do?
Exactly.
With this opportunity. Exactly. So it's like, why can't you support that?
That's I think the women, all of the women, Kyle, I mean, she couldn't. I mean, she was like Lisa said, you're trying to be a stripper, not a firefighter coming down the pole. These women, you know, they were just having a blast, making an ass out of themselves. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, piggybacking on what you just said about this what Brandy's trying to do, I really didn't appreciate Adrian knocking her like, oh, well, I have a handbag line.
We'll get to that.
And yeah. Brandy has a pole dancing business.
We'll get to that. I didn't like that either.
At all.
Yeah. I mean, but at the same time, like, are we surprised to hear that, considering these ladies have been at odds with each other for a while when it comes to that? So I feel like she's going to say anything that she's going to say to, like, put her up here and her down here. That's a very Kelly Ben Simone.
Yeah, but I didn't like the way that she made a dig about the way that she was choosing to make money and support herself. Because, sorry, Adrian, but she didn't inherit a family business.
Exactly.
So it's like, if she has to go to Vegas to do something like this to support her kids, so be it. Like, mm-hmm. Adrian, it's so weird how much I hate her because... Because the first season and the second season, too, I loved her. She was my favorite the first season because mm-hmm. she was so, like, even-toned and calm and mellow and such the mediator. Mm-hmm. And that switch is as big for me as I hated Camille first season and now mm-hmm. I love her.
Right.
And that, like, those were the two biggest switches. Like, everyone else, I've always had about the same feelings. Mm-hmm. But Adrian just went from love to hate, and Camille the other way around.
And can I just make it clear that Brandy is not a stripper. She is not a stripper. Right. She's not a pole dancer. What she's doing right now is she's hosting
something that already exists.
Exactly. So let's just make it clear out there that, you know what, Brandy is not in any way giving up her day job to start pole dancing.
Well, and let's be real, I don't think Adrian would turn down something like that either. If someone offered her the opportunity to host something like that.
Instead, she's making ugly handbags with a nasty-ass logo. I'm sorry, but I'm so over the celebrity. I want to do a clothing line. I want to do an accessories line.
So over the fact that every time Adrian appears on an episode lately, she's plugging something. Her skincare line, her shoe line, her purse line, her hotel. And it's like,
good point.
It's not an infomercial. Like, this is a reality show, and it just pisses me off the wives who think they're above participating. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you are getting paid to be on this reality show. Go to effing Vegas and hang out. Like, I'm mm-hmm. sick of the wives who are just like Kim, fine, like, had her nose job, but like, and wasn't there, but like, just take part
of it. She's there more than she was last season.
Yeah,
so.
She's there. And Taylor, I didn't even notice she wasn't in the episode again. Until, but like literally last week I noticed 48 minutes in. This week I did not notice until the preview for next week that I was like, oh shit, Taylor wasn't in it at all. And that's you know okay. what? Those girls who are not in the episode or just go on just to plug their lines, they need to be off the show. Let's have like the fun girls trips, the dinners, the drama. That's what I like.
Well, let's bounce around a little bit.
You can't choose when you want to be on a reality show.
I agree. Let's bounce around a little bit just off of what you said about Adrienne and her absence. So what do we think about yet another dinner party? And of course, you know,
dinner party from hell number 29.
I know, right? Like it's hard to
we love the dinner parties from hell. That's the point.
Well, we do. I just wish they would talk about something else.
That's true. Well,
and I loved how Yolanda finally was like,
wait a minute.
Number one, she had her Patron on ice.
Yes. We're going to the Yolanda bandwagon this
and number
week,
two,
I think.
Yeah.
Joining the dark side. I think.
Peace and then out, number bitches. Two, she kind of said like, look, why are we talking about this?
Okay, wait a minute. First off, Adrienne not being in Vegas, Adrienne said, of course I would like to be in Vegas, but it'll be awkward with Brandy being there. Well, bitch, it's Brandy's event. It's Brandy's little get-together. She's the one who put it together. So, of course it would be awkward if Brandy's there, because she's the one who's hosting this. So I don't know why Adrienne's like, well, I would obviously go, but, you know, it's just uncomfortable with Brandy being there. So, okay, bye. So there's no reason for you to even want to go. Now, this conversation coming up, I love Brandy, but Brandy's the one who brought it up, because Brandy again said, you know
what? No, Kyle brought it up, because Kyle said, sad. Like, I can't believe we're in Vegas without Adrienne. No. It doesn't feel right.
Kyle and Camille both brought it up.
Yeah. And she goes, I'm a little sad because Vegas has so many memories of us being here with Adrienne. And then that's when Kyle was like, I agree. But then that's when Brandy said, you know what? Adrienne doesn't own the Palms. And that's when all the drama happened again.
Yeah.
Well,
do you think go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Do you think it also had to do with the fact that, I don't remember who it was that brought it up, but someone started talking to Kyle about Kim and the medication, the addiction thing, and that maybe she just wanted to get that off of her, like, get the attention off of her and onto something else or someone else?
Well, that was Brandy's friend, Jennifer, who, I'm not sure what she does, but she's been through addiction before.
She does celebrity rehab.
Okay, but was it absolutely necessary for Kyle to have Kim on speaker the whole motherfucking time? It's like, that's so annoying if I'm like, hey, Deanna, yeah, okay.
Well, it's because they're on a reality show, so every time that, like, they're always on speaker whenever they do the phone calls with other wives, because the viewers need to hear it.
I agree. I think that's more of a reflection of being on the show than her being rude.
I was kind of like, put her off speaker, you know? If Kim's hesitating, like, okay, if I need to say it, I guess I have to say it with me on speaker.
Sure, he was showing the whole nose job on camera anyways.
So. Right. I just thought that was a little insensitive because all the girls were, like, in a limo together.
Right.
But, okay, so we'll give Kyle a pass on that one then.
Right. Well, let's circle back to the whole, you know, the animosity that, like, started up between Brandy and Lisa and Kyle, like, that whole
bit.
And Camille, you know? So, first, let's get started with Brandy was make. I'm trying to even think. Someone help me.
They had a lot of different random little conversation tidbits.
Well,
one minute they're talking about the soft the porn sex.
What is that?
It was a rated R movie and Camille was in a love scene.
Back in the day,
and
Camille was on Skinamax. Soft porn. Back in the day, she did soft porn.
Okay. And she was a Club MTV dancer.
Yeah.
She was like so cute.
Yeah.
So she, okay, that's because I was
so
like,
that was
what?
That's
what
where
sex
that dick
scene
came
with
from.
The socks? I was like, what? And I kept rewinding. I'm like, what socks? I'm like, what the hell is she talking about?
Well,
she said that she had to wear, for the sex scene, she wore a sock.
Right.
No, the guy wore a sock.
Yeah. The guy wore a sock.
Yeah.
I was like, hello. I know, that's how I was like, does she have a penis?
They didn't have the what are your little, the strapless pants?
Shaboo.
They didn't have the little shaboos back then.
Yeah, they didn't. But yeah, lots of little conversations. First off, and I feel like, yet again, Brandy is kind of the catalyst for all these like little fights that started to ensue.
No, someone else always starts it, but then
she
Brandy
finishes it.
I love her though. She is so hilarious because they they start type out Adrian, and then she's like, you know what? I'm getting sued. I'm not going to say anything. And then she's like, why doesn't my friend here say it for me? And then she starts talking, which already is ridiculous. And then she's like, I'm not going to say anything. And she's like, except for Adrian only owns 2% of her hotel. And it's like, I thought you said you weren't going to say anything. But I love her for that. Like, she lets her mouth run, but I love it.
But at the same time, and I get why Camille brought up what she did about Lisa and Sir, because Brandy already threw it out there on the table. Mm-hmm. One. But two, I love Brandy, but I don't get where saying that Adrian only owns 2% of the Palms, what that had to do with all the tea in China.
Well,
right. It was like Brandy's word vomit coming out. Like, she doesn't think before she speaks. Oh, my God.
This is Camille's
found
porn.
Some screenshots from Camille's.
Those are such
Marissa
big fake
If Marissa could put this up, that would be amazing.
I can't put it up. It's definitely not appropriate for AfterBuzz. But if you want to Google Camille Grammer soft porn,
you'll find it. But like, what do you guys think about the whole conversation about Brandy remembering, you know, the whole like from the reunion and Adrian saying one thing, because Lisa feels like, okay, she's who was being thrown under the bus?
They were planning an attack. Yes, Adrian was exactly. planning an attack on Lisa, and that's why it made me hate Adrian even more. For her to plan an attack just because she said Maloof Hoof and didn't throw her daughter's bachelorette party at the Palms, that means she's going to try to gang Camille and Brandy up on Lisa at the reunion show. That is so low.
But also think about it the other way around, too. It's like, why was she even so upset about that? Why would
Lisa or...
Why would I...
Adrian. Adrian was so sensitive about it.
She was like, why didn't you come do it at the Palms? And it's like, why would I ask you to throw a bachelorette party for my daughter, like, free of charge, and take care of all of our friends, accommodations?
What pissed me off with that is she didn't offer it. She, after the fact, like, someone, one of Lisa's close family friends offered and said, I'd love to host Pandora's bachelorette party.
Right.
And then she did it, and then after the fact, Adrian was like, you should have asked me.
So let's just keep on this
episode. No, but, like, that was the whole reason for her plan of attack at the reunion show.
I mean, that may be one of the reasons. The bottom line is she did plan an attack on Adrian. On Lisa, but that's where we are right now.
Right.
So let's talk about why there's so much animosity between Lisa and Adrian and Lisa and Brandy against Adrian, mm-hmm. and why Lisa feels that that Kyle is always defending Adrian
and not her.
Well, going back to what you said about Brandy, I agree. Mm-hmm. Was that even just
necessary.
Not even necessary. It was just kind of like, it went from like 0 to 60. It was kind of like...
Not even like 0 to like ABC. Like, what are we talking
right.
about?
I understand that Brandy's pissed off, and I understand she's getting sued, and she's like, well, game on.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like, so wait, how's your stake? Oh, you know what? Guess what, Adrian? It was kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
So left field.
Camille... Like, Camille only said that about Sir because Brandy said that. Two wrongs don't make a right.
No,
like,
I do agree.
She shouldn't have said that.
I agree.
And that wasn't even true. She owns 51%.
But one thing I do want to ask you guys is, I think that Camille brought up a really good point that, like, these old conversations about, you know, how Brandy was like, no, I heard you say that. No, I heard you say that. And, like, mm-hmm. you knew that Lisa was going to, you know, like, get beaten up on and you didn't do anything about it. But I think what Camille said was interesting. She said this is all about perception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way that Brandy perceives a conversation and what she heard versus what Camille heard mm-hmm. could be two different things. Mm-hmm. Like, do you guys agree with that? Like, or do you believe that, like, Brandy heard what she heard and it was true and Camille is lying? Like, what do you guys think?
Absolutely, because us four, we all see the same show and we all listen to the same show, but we all have different perceptions, perspectives, opinions, mm-hmm. everything. So we definitely interpret it differently. And so these women, yeah, I totally agree with mm-hmm. what Camille is saying.
I think it's also a combination, though, of perception, and then there's also a little bit of selective hearing, mm-hmm. and then a little bit of, you know, my opinion, and then eventually you say it to so many people that you believe that that's the truth. That's what happened. This is right. how I'm going to remember it.
I think Camille
and a little
was
bit of word vomit too.
Back. I think that Camille knew that that's what Adrian was trying to communicate at the time, that she wanted to stage an attack mm-hmm. on Lisa at the reunion show, and she was trying to hold stuff back and not be upfront about it.
Because
and Brandy
Adrian
was being
there?
Straight up front. Or Camille just didn't want to, like, admit to certain things. I don't know.
She
I just felt like Camille
up.
Was holding some things back. I don't... Like, she explained it as, oh, you perceived it as that? I think she knew more than she was willing to say.
And mm-hmm. I agree with that. And Camille was like, I told you to do whatever...
What
feels right
you,
for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that what Brandy was trying to call Camille out on was, yeah, but you're telling me to do what might speak my truth, but you know that they were planning an attack. And that's where Camille was like, whether I knew or not, Camille wasn't involved in it. And mm-hmm. Camille was just like, I just want to stay out of it. Whether she knew or not, Camille stayed out of it. So yeah. She's telling Brandy, that's up to you. That's up to you, whatever you want to do. And I think right. that Camille was just upset that, you know what? You're bringing something up that's so irrelevant. Yeah, whether I knew or not, I mm-hmm. had nothing to do with it. I didn't even participate in it. Mm-hmm. So what is Camille supposed to do? Run and tell Lisa? Like, hey, I knew about it. It's just kind of like, these were grown-ass women. We have to remember, she was going through a very public divorce, a very scandalous divorce. It's kind of like, listen, whether you want to throw her or her under the bus or whatever you want to do, I really, honestly, I'm in Hawaii with my kids. Fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, do what you got to do. Speak your truth. Mm-hmm. Bye. Pina colada time for me, you know? So it's kind of like, and I can understand where Camille was like, I can handle you, but I choose not to. It's just, it was kind of too much for her.
I kind of like the way she handled it.
So do I. And then Lisa's mm-hmm. like, well, you knew about it. Who cares? It's like, she probably did, but so did everybody else. And
right. What did you think about her walking out?
Camille, I thought it was a classy move because she was like, I just don't want to entertain this.
I think she's grown a lot since season one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because like you, I was like, Camille, boo. Yeah. You know, but now I love her.
I mean, I loved what she said, and I forget word for word, but she said something about, you know what, I won't stand for it.
I won't stand for it. I can handle it, but I can't stand for it.
And she walked away. I liked the way she handled the whole situation. And then she came back to the table. And then it was, you know, they tried to reason with each other even more. But let's also talk about, like, do you really think that Kyle and you know, I'm curious to know what you guys think. Do you think that Kyle owed Lisa a little bit of, you know, more friendship than when she was giving her some support? Yeah.
No, do I don't, because she was like, oh, but Lisa, you always, like, Lisa always stands up for Brandy, exactly. and Kyle doesn't stand up for Lisa. But Brandy is, like, vulnerable, was new to the group, was attacked. Lisa's older. She has that mother hen role with her. And Kyle and Lisa are on equal footing. So Lisa doesn't need Kyle to fight her battles or to stand up for her. She doesn't need someone in her corner. Like, she's strong enough. Like, Brandy kind of needs Lisa in her corner. So I don't feel like it's Kyle's role to defend Lisa. She was defending mm-hmm. Adrian because Adrian hasn't been at any of these events, so she has to speak for Adrian because she's not there. But, like, if all those women were sitting at a dinner table talking about Lisa and Lisa wasn't there, I'm sure Kyle would say something.
Right.
I agree with that, but at the same time, I do think that Kyle's loyalty should be to Lisa over Adrian, and if anything, she could be objective. At the same time, I also noticed that a lot of these women, that they expect a lot, and they don't
give a lot.
They don't really say it. Like, they'll, you know, they expect for someone to do this for them and to do this for them. Well, why not go, hey, so-and-so, why aren't you doing this? Or, like, would you mind maybe helping me out a little bit? Can you maybe be on my side, understand where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of it, you know, Lisa isn't really saying anything about this until most recently, the last maybe two episodes.
Well, and I get the point that Lisa's a strong woman and that she doesn't need the same amount of, like, love and care, you know, and handling that Brandy does. But my takeaway from her comment was that it would be nice, since we're friends, just for you to maybe stick up for me a little bit. Not necessarily fight my battles.
But she kind of brushes it off all the time. It's kind of like, because Lisa can handle herself and because Adrian is so absent, mm-hmm. that Kyle is definitely, you know, stepping up and defending Adrian, and I totally understand where Lisa's coming, because mm-hmm. Lisa's like, listen, it's not like Lisa's like, you know, a poor little victim. She can handle herself, most definitely. But I understand where she's like, a little love this way wouldn't hurt.
Right.
Just, you know.
And to quote Yolanda made a good point. Adrian's choosing not to be there. She's choosing not to mm-hmm. meet them out or whatever. Because I guarantee you, with Brandy's thing, if Adrian reached out to Brandy and said, you know what, like, all this lawyer shit, can we move past this? I guarantee you Brandy would be like, okay, come to Vegas.
Exactly. Because that's just how Brandy rolls.
That's how she is.
But let me ask you this. So Yolanda's saying, well, this is Adrian's choice not to be here.
It's true.
It is true. Mm-hmm. But does that give, you know, Lisa or Brandy the right to badmouth Adrian? And because she's not there, and that's her choice, no one should defend her. Because Yolanda Yolanda made a very valid point, but she was making a point because Kyle was defending Adrian. So that was kind of like, okay, you're right. It's my choice for not going, but just because I'm not there, does it give you the bitches to talk shit about me while I'm not there?
Right.
And then if someone stands up for me, it's kind of like, well, she should be here to defend herself, then it's kind of like, well...
At the end of the day, this subject has gone on and on. Yeah. Just like you said, like, this is dinner party part, you know.
Why did I go? My private 70. Plane is here now. It's like...
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
I don't care. I like the dinner parties from hell. I'm over the dinner parties from hell that are about Adrian. Like Yolanda had a... This is why I came around to Yolanda this episode. One was the tequila drinking, and the second one was she was like, every dinner I have spent with you women these seasons, you've been talking about Adrian.
The same
like,
thing.
Can we talk about something else?
It's also
and
frustrating.
That, if it's annoying to her, it's annoying to viewers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if she can't even sit at the dinner table and listen to it, then I'm sure viewers are, like... getting over it. Like, it's the big drama this season, but, like, this is the third dinner party, and there's been no progress. It's all dating back to, like, nothing new. It's not like Brandy and Adrian have had a confrontation yet, which we'll see next episode. Finally, right. We'll get something new. Mm-hmm. The last several episodes have been playing out something that started episodes ago and hasn't changed.
Yeah.
And also the thing is that at least Yolanda knows what they're talking about. The viewers still don't completely know what they're talking about, which makes it even more annoying that they're fighting about the same thing and we don't know what that is. One of our Twitter fans wants to know, Kyle stated that Brandy says things about Adrian maliciously. Do you agree with her? Because Adrian does the same thing.
Wait,
say that again.
Yes.
Kyle stated that Brandy says things about Adrian maliciously.
I can kind of agree with that, only to the extent, just take for instance her comment about 2% of the palms. Just like you said, Susan, I'll have my steak, and she only owns 2%. Like, where does that come from?
Okay,
why?
This is the thing, though. When Brandy makes comments like that, I really feel like she doesn't think before she talks. It's word vomit. She's like, I'm just saying this. But I feel like when Adrian does a diss, she's very calculated about it.
Right.
She thinks it through before. Like, she knew that she was going to get in that confessional and say, and Brandy's business is a stripper pole. Like, and that's worse to me. Like, Brandy, she got caught up in the moment. It came out. But for Adrian to think something through and have the, like, intent to hurt Brandy by what she said seems worse to
but
me.
But does that still make it okay that just because something is true, you should just say it and put it out there? Does that make it okay?
No.
I'm total, you know, team Brandy, but I'm trying to see it from, like, an objective point of view. Does it make it okay just because something is
true?
No, but
they did sign up for a reality show.
It's more like when Brandy says it's unnecessary, when Adrian says it's mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's calculated.
Good point.
It's mean.
Good point.
Yeah.
And it's a double standard.
Can we talk about the whole 2% thing, though? Because a lot of people on Twitter, I guess Kyle brought up in the Watch What Happens Live, afterwards why the 2% was such a big deal. But to me, it's like Jay-Z only owns, like, 2%, or I'm not going to say an exact percentage because I don't know, but a small percentage of the Nets. Yet he is still, like, the face and the brand of the Nets. A lot of these celebrities only own a small percent of restaurants, yet they're still the face and the brand connected to it. The Maloofs, I don't care how much percentage you own. When you think of the Palms, you think of the Maloofs. So it doesn't really matter to me how much percentage they own or the fact that she threw that out there. Like, they're still going to be the brand and the face of it.
I think it has to do, though, and I have to double-check this, and perhaps some of our, you know, Twitter followers that are out there can correct me on this since I can't look it up right now, but I believe it has to do with the fact that they haven't been doing as well in business, because I'm pretty sure they used to own a lot more, and I'm pretty sure previously Maloof used to be on the side of the hotel, and now it's not. So I think the 2% has to do with the fact that they actually own less of it.
That's something you can see with your, like, you can see, or you can Google, you can look up, you can see the sign.
Right.
Like, Brandy's not saying something that if someone wanted to look it up on their own, they couldn't find.
Right.
You know, like the surrogacy thing, that was probably something you couldn't find before that. But I don't know. I just don't think it's that big of a deal that the percentage went down, because there's still, like, the brand that's connected to it.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I guess to her close friends, it's a principle of it just being brought up at a dinner table yet again out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I agree, like, you know, if some, you know, big shot is trying to take me under and trying to take away everything that I have, which is not even much, and you have so much going on for yourself, yeah, I would be like, okay, viciously, you know, ready to attack. But it's just that comment just came out from left field.
Yeah, it was just kind of random.
I still just think it was funny, though, because she started out the dinner being like, I'm not going to say anything, I'm getting sued, and then all of a sudden it was like, bam, 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 out of her mouth. Like, but for some reason, it doesn't, I can't understand why I don't not like Brandy. Like, Brandy says a lot of shit that it's like, oh my God, why are you saying that? But yet I'll stand up here and I'll defend her every week. I don't know why. She's just very likable to me.
And I agree. I love Brandy too, but I mean,
explain away what she does for some reason, which I can't with the other women.
I agree.
She seems harmless at the end of the day.
Yeah.
She does.
Like, they're just words.
Word vomit?
Yeah. Blah, blah. I thought I'm like trying to like. Blah, blah, blah,
but
blah.
Are we allowing the fact that we like Brandy? So, yes, I love Brandy. I think she's great. You know, I support her. But are we allowing her to get away with things that, you know, we wouldn't allow other housewives to get away with because we're endeared to her? I mean,
absolutely.
If one of these other women said it, like if Adrienne said that, I would have a whole different perspective on it. Like, Camille talked about perception because...
Well, Adrienne is a little twat, okay? She's just so rude to her husband. She's just not, like... It's just so... It's real funny how she just went from, like, loving, adored Adrienne, and then now it's like, ugh, Adrienne. ugh. It's just, like, she's horrible. She's so mean to Paul. I'm just, like, disgusted with her. She's just so... rude. I mean, she's painting her nails in his office. He says something. She goes, there he goes again, making a mountain out of a molehill. Well, bitch, it's not your office. Yeah, and it's just, she's just so double standard. And she's like, do the laser harder. It's like, okay, you know.
Yeah,
she's just,
I think what we're seeing now, clearly, it's the calm before the storm.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is definitely everything leading up to, you know, what we have now, which is a divorce.
Well, and it just also goes back to it doesn't matter. There is a difference between who says what and how they say it. Mm-hmm. Because in previous seasons, if Adrienne would have said the exact same thing that she's saying now, it was a lot more playful. Mm-hmm. It was a lot more, like, it was cute and endearing. And now we see a different side of her to where the same words are coming out of her mouth and it just doesn't seem Mm-mm. nice. And if the words were to come out of someone else's mouth, for example, we see Lisa making fun of Ken all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's cute and it's, you know...
Endearing
and loving. And so it's...
Yeah, and she also doesn't really make fun of him. She makes fun of their sex life and talks about how much she loves Jiggy, but it's not, like, as pointed as Adrienne's is. And I also just want to say something. I don't want to go back to the whole reunion thing, but it was just really shocking to me that that's where the whole Lisa-Adrienne thing stemmed from. Like, because when Adrienne said that at the reunion show, mm-hmm. I was shocked because I had never seen Adrienne be mean before. So when she said that, I was like, that came out of nowhere. And now, last night was the first time I understood, okay, so she had a plan to do this. And mm-hmm. I was talking to my friend about it, and I was like, she did it just because she said Maloof Hoof? What's the big deal? And he was like, no, the reason that she planned an attack at the reunion, and we've seen this with every other Real Housewives brand there is, when one of the wives gets a spinoff, the other wives get upset. Mm. Jill and Bethany. Jill planned an attack against Bethany because Bethany got the spinoff.
The wedding
Same
show.
Thing with mm-hmm. Atlanta. And we're seeing it here too. Lisa got the spinoff, and those other women who are just all about their own egos, aka Adrienne, get pissed and they get jealous and they plan an attack.
I mean, you would think for all the businesses that woman owns, it wouldn't matter. She's doing a shoe line. And, you know, they used to live across the street from each other. And I also think that Adrienne can dish it out, but, like, she can't take it. I agree with you on the whole spinoff thing, but for her to, you know, just be, I'm offended. She called Jiggy a crackpot and the Maloof Hoof, because even Camille brought that up about how that would hurt her brand.
Jiggy a
crackpot.
That's
not gonna hurt her called brand.
Crackpot. Yeah. So, you know, I think that coupled with your point of the spinoff.
Like, she's mean to Paul on the regular, yet Lisa can't say, like, a tiny joke to Adrienne.
I know. Get over it.
Yeah, Adrienne definitely is super sensitive, and she needs to. Bye, guys.
A little technical difficulty right there. Yeah, let's talk about Kim's surgery. We haven't really discussed that.
Well, Deanna and I last week we were talking. I'm just happy to say that I wasn't the only one thinking, is she going under surgery? Not to get the pain meds, but it's definitely going to awaken the beast, you know. Mm-hmm. We had concerns about that, and we were, you know, and I kind of took it a step further, as in, like, is she getting this surgery because she is craving some sort of narcotics in her body? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's.
I agree, and I thought it was interesting that Kyle only talked about the alcoholism, but even what we saw in the show previously was that Kim was abusing.
She was on some kind of pills.
Pills, whether mm-hmm. it was prescribed or not, she was definitely having some sort of a cocktail mm-hmm. that was mm-hmm. making her cray cray.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So. Well, I can see every reason to why she should be worried, and I don't know why Kyle isn't. Maybe she just doesn't want to show it on camera, but she should be concerned.
Well, I think two things. One, you know, Kyle made the point of saying the fact that I'm just hearing now that Kim, my sister, wants to have a nose job lets me know where our relationship is. So that's one. Mm-hmm. Two, another thing, I don't know if you guys caught this, but when Kim was in the hospital and it was after she had the procedure, remember she told Kyle, she told her that, like, you know, she's not going to do any pain medication, like, basically she's going to tough it out. But you notice that the doctor said, he said, wait, should I give you your pain meds to take home? And this is after her procedure. So I don't know if you guys caught that. Okay, I don't know if that was...
First of all, I don't care who you think you are. If you're going to go under anesthesia and get your nose, you're going to need some pain medicine. I'm sorry.
I agree. But she's the one who put it out there that she wasn't taking any medication. And then in the next frame, we see the doctor saying, wait, let me give you some pain meds to take home. And I was like, well, wait a minute. I thought you're not taking any prescription medicine.
I feel like Kim kind of overcompensates herself when Kyle came to visit her at home. She goes, yeah, I even got like an anesthesia dose for children.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you do that? Like, how do you get a dosage for children?
You get
going
a dosage
under?
On your height and weight.
And she goes, and they did tests on me, and they said that I'm doing really well and my blood is clean or something. And I was just like, what the hell are you talking about?
And why would it make her happy to know that her blood is clean? Shouldn't you know that your blood is clean
or
if you're not taking anything?
She's saying, like I've been doing right? really well with my... I don't... That is just...
I definitely think it's possible to do it without the pain medication. It sucks, but it's definitely possible. I don't see Kim as being one of those people that can power through it.
I've never had a nose job, but I'm thinking, like, that's some serious shit, you know? It's not just like...
No, it's... Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, that looks really painful. It does. I would need more than an Advil to get me through the day.
Especially when that anesthesia wears off. Ouch. But... I don't know. I hope she is still sober, but I agree with you. I think it'd be very, very difficult to have a major surgery like that and not have any kind of help with
pain. I thought it was very bizarre that she didn't seem to tell anybody and that she didn't have any family around at all.
She brought her assistant. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was one of her friends. She did have someone like with her. She's not that close to Kyle. Still, thrown her under the bus like the last couple years. They don't have the best relationship.
But if my mom was having surgery, I would want to be right there.
If my mom was having surgery, I would know about it not the day of.
Right. Yeah. That's another point. Kyle didn't find out until the last minute.
But even people are different. They don't like to
tell people.
Like tell people or say anything.
That's right. True.
And also, like,
the plastic surgery on a reality television, they saw her from start to finish. So it's kind of like,
because that surgery was paid for by the show, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, but you can't hide it.
Yeah.
You know, it's out. So it's like, I understand whether it's plastic surgery or something else. It's like, if you're going to sign up for it, you can't just be like,
or was she trying to hide something?
Cuckoo. Like, she's not the type to, like, call up and tell everyone, oh, I'm doing this. And, like, she's just not that type. And I don't think it was a good idea for her to get the nose job, given her substance abuse history.
Yeah.
But if it makes her happy, I think her nose looks great. And, sorry, that's...
her new nose or her old nose?
I think her new nose looks great. I didn't think she should have done it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they did a good job. I didn't think it was necessary, but they could. Yeah, because you see it in the confessionals. You can tell, like.
Is there anyone on this show that hasn't had a nose job?
No, hello.
So, wait, did Brandy? Because they were like, Brandy, you had a nose job. She's like, no, I didn't.
I think she's had one in the past. She for sure has a slope nose.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, nobody.
I don't think Kyle has.
Maybe Kyle's the only one.
Well, Kyle says nobody in Beverly Hills has wrinkles.
Yeah.
Well,
she has had liposuction.
Who, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Lunchtime and lipo or like the real deal?
Like the real deal. Mm. Like, yeah.
Get that shit too.
Mm-hmm. When there's a Groupon for the next one, lunchtime.
Yeah.
Low budget lipo.
Our living social.
I actually know a good doctor. Dr. Barnes in Newport Beach. But really quick. plug. But really quick, I thought, you know, Jennifer, who's Brandy's friend, who has the addiction specialist, mm-hmm. she made a really good point. You know, Kim is less than a year sober. You know, and she even agreed this wasn't a good decision to make. At the end of the day, Kim is, you know, what is she, pushing 50? Was it something
40-something.
She's 47, 48, something mm-hmm. like that. Was it something that was so necessary that it couldn't wait for her, you know, till she's a little, got more sobriety under
her
belt?
She wanted to feel better about herself. She's single. Her kids are all moved out of the house, or the last one's almost moved out, and she needed a little pick-me-up. I'm not saying it's
besides,
right.
Well, go buy a dog.
She
wanted.
She did. Yeah, there's a pit bull.
Yeah, but it doesn't add up, and it just mm-hmm. there's
she doesn't add up.
Well, yeah, she doesn't add up. But I
see that's
like
her new nose. Sorry,
she could have done something else to make her feel a little better.
I don't know. I don't think it was the best choice either, given the state that she is, you know, with her sobriety. But hopefully she's doing well. Hopefully, you know, things are okay. She's healing, all that good stuff. So I think we're ready for some news and gossip predictions, shout-outs. Let's see here. Before we go to news and gossip, I just wanted to give some quick shout-outs to some of our fans from
iTunes.
From iTunes and from YouTube. Let's see here. Ms. Amarg, A-M-A-R-G.
Amer.
Amarg?
Yeah.
Is that somebody you know?
She's called in before. She's great.
Well, she had like lots to say on
love
her feedback. And I think she used up all her characters, so she like posted like quite a bit. So thanks for the shout out.
And you should call in again, Amber.
Yes. JDTV05, thanks for your comments. Mm-hmm. The Jazz Fan, we love you. And then, of course, WWWicked1964. Thank you. She said, me and you, we don't need Botox. Remember we were talking about like Botox last week? Thanks, girl. And
good lighting in the studio.
Yes, it's the lighting. And then Greek people have the most unusual, like, you know, YouTube names and all that kind of stuff. He's the one who commented that our volume was kind of wonky last week. So, you know, hopefully it's better this week. If you guys have any other shout outs,
I do. I have some iTunes shout out for Kidzerk, Taylor Hawken, Eddie McGee, and Penn MacD. They've always just supported us. They took us from, I think, a 2.5 to a 4, or a 3 to a 4. And we need to get that fixed because we're still at 3.5, but we're a 4. 4 stars out of 5.
5 stars.
Yeah.
We need to get 5 stars.
Yeah. We're 6 out of 5.
So they're awesome. Yes. And then, of course, the YouTube, you mentioned Wicked, JDTV. Again, Taylor Hawken, Pharrell Man. I'm thinking, is that Pharrell? Like, she's a Pharrell Man? Because I'm a Pharrell Man.
Oh, like a Pharrell Man?
Yeah, I love Pharrell from NERD. Anyways.
Okay.
And Christiana from France.
Oh,
She gave us a little love from Francais.
Oui, oui.
And then, of course, Randy, our love, Randy.
Yeah.
And just a couple quick Twitter shout-outs. Jalen Jenkins, Georgina Bush, and Kelly Black 31. She was the one who was tweeting me all last night and told me about what Kyle was saying about the 2% on Watch What Happens Live after. So thank you for all of the input.
Awesome, awesome. Okay. Do you have any shout-outs?
You guys pretty much summed them all up.
Lovely. I just have a little bit of news and gossip. Mm-hmm. So apparently Adrian is pissed that Brandy has, you know, or it's friendly with her ex, Paul. I pulled a little bit of that.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
That's a...
What do y'all think about that?
That's like the biggest bitch slap in somebody's face.
Yeah.
And Paul.
Well, and I also want to know, at what point did Brandy forgive Paul for what he said
her
to
a bitch
her
and all that stuff?
Well, that was in the heat of the moment. That was about his kids. He was acting on emotions. He was livid. But I mean, if he apologized and was sincere, like, listen, I was ambushed at this, at Mauricio's thing. All I heard was, you know, you were talking about my personal life, my kids, and then, you know, like he did what he did. He stood up for his wife, and he stood up for his family. He apologized for it. It's never okay to call a woman a bitch, but sometimes I don't know, it could be called for if it's family, if it hits really below the belt. A man has a right sometimes to call a bitch a bitch.
And let me read something.
Am I gonna get in trouble for that? I don't know, but, you know.
And really quickly, I'll read a quote from Adrian. She says, I believe Brandy getting close to Paul is a ploy on Brandy's part to make herself more relevant. I feel the sudden friendship with him was thought out and vindictive.
What do you think? Brandy's white hot right now. Adrian. She has a book coming out. She has the whole Leanne Rimes feud. She doesn't need, like, some friendship with Paul to get her in the headlines. It's the other way around. Adrian needs to bring Sean Stewart out to Crustacean to keep herself in the headlines. But Brandy is news on her own.
Yeah, if Adrian tried to make friends with Eddie Cibrian, then that would be a ploy for her to try to
Did you guys watch, watch What Happens Live with Mauricio?
I saw the first pass. Okay.
Well, so Andy asks Mauricio, do you regret what you said and what you said at the Moroccan restaurant? And Mauricio said no. Yeah. He said that he was standing up for his friends and for their kids.
He also brought the bottle of liquor that Ken did not accept to the Watch What Happens Live
bar. I saw that. I saw that.
Very interesting.
And then Andy asks Kyle, what do you think of Adrian's relationship with Sean Stewart? And she's like, I just hope she's having fun. And, you know, I mean, what is there to say?
Exactly. What can you say?
And
you
know? Can we just quickly talk about Brandy's rounds for her book and how she had vaginal rejuvenation
surgery?
Yes.
Right.
That cost $12,000 and she used Eddie's credit card.
I love her.
Like, seriously? And I just can't wait to read that book because, like, I just want to know more about what she has to say about Leanne Rimes. I want to say something quickly because we talked about Taylor's alcoholism. Apparently, Perez was saying that Taylor started hitting the bottle after Bravo producers told her that they are phasing her out this season. And that's why she also started, like, dating the guy from the Dallas reality show on Bravo.
Matt Johnston.
She's the one who's trying
to stay relevant. She's trying to keep her TV time. Don't go down road, Taylor.
I just, because I don't want to hear any backlash, but I'm not saying that it's okay for a man to call a woman a bitch, but I'm just saying, like, I can kind of see where
Paul was coming from
because it was just, and it's all his wife's fault.
Well, really,
end of the day.
Really quickly,
and he divorced her.
I'm only laughing because we talked about that like 3 minutes ago, but I can tell you still feel bad.
Well, I don't want you guys to think don't like I'm bad. Like, oh, Chris Brown, like, yeah, I hit your girlfriend or anything like that.
No,
I'm just
it's
saying,
not absolutely
understand.
Not.
I could kind of understand where Paul was so heated. But at the end of the day, Brandy and him are like BFFs. So that's all that matters.
Does that surprise you guys?
No.
No.
Because Paul is a personable person.
And they can also relate to each other at a new level now.
Hatred
towards his ex-wife. Okay. Well, really quickly, predictions for next week.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Well, finally, bitches are in the same room together.
No surprise, there's yet another conversation over a meal. What do we think is going to happen?
Well, Adrian claims that she didn't sue Brandy in the previews that we see.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to the confrontation. I really hope that they both sit through it. It's not just like a walkout. Mm-hmm. And I hope that if someone does walk out, it's Adrian and that Brandy wins the battle. Sorry, not sorry.
Well, Adrian is denying it with conviction. She's like, what are you talking about? And it's like, okay, is this woman that delusional? Like, what's going on here? So I'm really looking forward to
next
week.
And I think the feud between Lisa and Kyle is going to get bigger, too.
Well,
I agree. I just kind of have a feeling, I hope that I'm right, but I just feel like the Lisa-Kyle feud is Bravo-fueled. Like, I feel like the producers are fueling that. And I hope so, because I really like the two of them. So that's why I want to see a little bit more of that to be able to better gauge whether it's, like, real or not. And then in terms of Adrian, I'm just glad that she's finally actually sitting down for a meal with these women and participating in something that doesn't have to do with a shameless plug of her own products. So I'm, like, happy to see her, like, finally back in action again. Like, face it already.
Yeah.
And on Watch What Happens Live, one of the callers or one of the viewers tweeted or emailed Andy, and the question was, is Faye your mouthpiece? And Andy brings up that Lisa also wrote on her blog that she feels that Faye is Kyle's mouthpiece. And Kyle was, like, very adamant about saying, no, absolutely not. You know, I can speak my own mind. And I guess when it went to commercial break and came back, Andy was like, why don't you just let it out? Because you were so pissed during break. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, yeah, you know, like, Lisa writing this on her blog, you know, it's very upsetting because Faye is not her mouthpiece or whatever. But everyone agrees here that Faye basically battles Kyle's fights. And then I guess someone was like, or someone asked, how are you with Lisa now? And she's like, yeah, I mean, we're okay. So I don't know. I don't really know where their friendship stands right now.
I don't know. Well, hopefully we can get the ladies on the show so we can actually hear it straight from their mouths.
Peace.
That would be nice. All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in to another juicy recap of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Make sure you rate us 5555. Leave your comments. We read them. We love them. And we'll have a new episode next week, and we'll I'll be here ready to dish with you guys. Thank you. Oh, where can we find everybody?
You can follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hunt.
At Mari Fagel.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and now Vine at Giselle Ugarte.
Good Lord. What the hell is Vine, girl?
Twitter's new video platform.
Good Lord. And you can find me, Deanna Vaughn, on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's G-O, number 2 Girl TV. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in for another great episode with us.
Bye-bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.